Pistons wrap up their road trip with a 117-111 loss to the Denver Nuggets. Made a run late, but it wasn't enough. It was all about the NFL yesterday, baby. Well, not exactly. Before we get to the NFL, quick note. Michigan basketball, nice win. 80-62 on the road in Indiana. That was Indiana's first home loss of the year.
Yeah.
That is a big win for the Wolverines. They're going to turn into hot butter and get on a roll here in a second.
Let's go. It's time for it.
Stop with the Tom Brady references enough. I haven't done the NFL thing.
Let's go.
Sunday night game. Chiefs beat the Bills 42-36 in overtime. Amazing game. Stud quarterbacks. Everything. Big drama. Bills had the lead. It's so unlike the Bills to blow a big game. Was it 9 seconds, Mondre? They went 50 yards in like 9 seconds with Mahomes and kicked the field goal to tie it. Went to overtime, coin flip, scored a touchdown, game over.
Yep.
Change the rules.
Yeah, you need something different for overtime.
You're the only sport that I can think of where both sides don't get to play.
Right.
It's dumb. It's dumb. Hell, just go to the college one. A start of the 25. At least everybody gets a chance then.
Right, exactly. And you have to rotate. The fact that, like you said it, the fact that Allen didn't have a chance to come back to do something after they score is ridiculous.
It's the only sport. Baseball has extra innings. Hockey plays even during the regular season.
They cut it down to four, but it doesn't matter. They're still playing the game.
Now, playoff games in the NHL, don't they go full on?
Five on five for 20 minutes.
So don't tell me it's too much football, because if hockey players can go out and play until the game's over, NFL guys can do it too.
Or do it like Euro soccer, where you have the extra time that's maybe do another quarter and just play it out. Just play out the whole 15 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, or limit it to 10 or 5 or whatever, but play it.
Okay, you were doing so well, and then you brought up Euro soccer.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
No.
What do you mean?
Don't bring up Euro soccer. That's like having a debate about burgers and bringing up vegan stuff. Stop it.
Okay.
We were right there with hockey. That's your sport. It was your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
That's like lacrosse. No, never mind. Anyway, I'm watching cricket. You see how they do overtime.
Soccer. Hey, dude, it's on more than half those other sports we have here.
Stop it.
All right.
We're talking about real football.
All right.
Where we don't use our foot other than one time, but never mind. Don't get into that. And a safety should be a touchback, and a touchback should be a safety. It's another rule change.
Right.
If you catch the ball in the end zone and you take a knee, shouldn't that be a safety because you're safe? And when you touch the quarterback in the back of the end zone, shouldn't it be a touchback and not a safety? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Okay.
So the NFL's a joke.
Yeah, we figured it out.
European soccer rules. Go Bayern Munich. Rams get a game-winning field goal. They beat Tampa Bay 30-27. Is Tom Brady retiring?
No, I was thinking about winning. That's kind of my mentality always, to go out there and try to win. I haven't put a lot of thought into it, so you know, we'll just take it day by day and see, kind of see where we're at.
Okay. Here's something to contemplate this morning, because no one's going to be talking about this today at all.
Right.
We're the only ones, which is kind of cool. Can you ever think of a time that the top two people, who's the MVP between this year?
Rodgers and Brady.
Both of the MVP, one of the two is going to win the MVP. Both of them could realistically retire.
Yeah.
That has never happened in football.
Brady's had the best season he's ever had, and statistically.
Rodgers is on fire other than Saturday night. You could realistically have the top two quarterbacks in the league at least walk away.
Now, Rodgers, when he says he doesn't know he's going to take time, I believe him 100%, because he seems like a guy who just doesn't, you know, makes decisions when he wants to.
Yeah.
The fact that Tom Brady doesn't have an idea, come on.
And everything
he's
with Tom
strategically
Brady.
Strategically done it.
Well, that's my point. And the stories that came out over the weekend where they kind of floated the idea and they had some people talking about that. He's done. If I was going to log on and do a bet right now, he's done.
Yeah.
That's how, you're right. You just said it. The way he is so strategic about things, and the way he started his clothing brand and stuff.
He's talked about him knowing that how it's going to end.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway. Hell of a game. Helps. Football.
Weekend
great.
Was awesome.
The only thing better, you know, the only thing better than football was yesterday?
Yeah.
European soccer.
Yep. 9 a.m. every Sunday.
You can't punch me. It's too early. Good. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use that code CSX for what Ryan wears at home.
Good clue.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Good clue.
You're welcome. Start working on that. And by the way, the prize, a pair of tickets to Bruce Dickinson's speaking tour at the Fillmore this Sunday coming up. This is Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. And what he does is, the first half, he tells stories. And you're going to hang out and hear some amazing stuff about Iron Maiden. And then the second half is a legitimate Q&A with one of the greatest singers in rock history.
Yeah, not a bad show.
Been watching some of the YouTube that people have been putting up. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And if this starts a new trend, amen. I want to talk to all these people.
Right.
Wouldn't this be cool?
Hear all these stories? Yeah.
Bruce Dickinson. So we'll do that at 6:45. But now let's see who's up. Working for a living. Working for a living. Working for a living. Living and working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Let's see who's got their boots on. It's something we call a boot check. It's Monday. Snowmageddon apocalypse coming on.
Oh, boy, again.
2 to 4 inches of snow.
Oh, no. Ow! Oh, no.
You better get to work early. I asked our engineer Al if we have a snow plan, and he shut the door and walked out. Just went, 248-398-9279. My buddy Steve last year told me no one works until 9 o'clock in Detroit. I'm like, you're insane. I'll tell you how hard workers we are. Ford announced the Ford Bronco Raptor at 6 a.m. this morning.
You know everybody's why? Up.
Right.
The roads were packed this morning.
Well, where were you?
There's a few cars out there. Like, must have been all them ghost cars I see every morning.
That's right. Ghosts get to work before 9. Yeah, nobody on 75. I'm not saying that, though. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. We're so hyped up, and then you said that. Sorry.
I actually thought to myself, hey, there seems to be more people out here
Did
today.
You? Okay.
I just don't pay attention.
Water Tucky, nobody was awake. 248-398-9279. Line 2. Boot check! Who's got their boots on?
Boot check, Dean.
What? What's your name?
My name's Dean.
Hi, Dean. Dean, how you doing, Dean? You got your boots on, and where are you working?
I work at Ford Stamping in Woodhaven. And I got my boots and my plow on.
Now, are you working in the parking lot today? What are you doing?
No, I plow at nighttime, and I work at Ford in the day.
Oh, good Lord.
Jeez.
All right, man. Well, I would say get some rest, but that'll be about, what, Thursday for you?
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, who do you want to say hi to?
All the peeps at Ford Woodhaven.
You did it, man. Have a great morning.
You too.
Line 3. Boot check! Who's this?
Hey, it's Zach, the window washer.
Hey, buddy. Hey. Yeah, are you working? Are you cleaning today in the Snowmageddon apocalypse?
Unfortunately, yes. Our standard Monday morning route.
So, how many windows do you do in an average day?
If it's a solid building of glass, about 300 to 600 pieces a day. If it's a site to site, about 150 to 200 a day.
So, all those windows must be a pain.
Yes, silicones are
dreaded
nightmare.
Yes! You're home for window jokes at 6:25. Yeah. Zach, have a great day, bud.
All right, you guys too.
Later.
Aren't they just going to get dirty with the snow today? Why do you got to clean them today?
What are you talking about? Snowmageddon Apocalypse 2022?
I'm on.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Line 1. Boot check! Who's this?
Mike.
Mike, got your boots on?
I do, sir.
Where are you working?
I work at Saline Schools. I'm a bus driver.
Be careful on the roads today, man. Are you ready to get out there?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready. We're checking our buses out before we go on the road, so just doing our inspections.
Yeah, who do you want to say hi to?
Say everybody here at the Saline Schools, bus drivers, custodians, food service workers, all the little people that make the schools run.
If you have someone named, do you have anyone named Dion that you work with?
Who?
Dion.
Dion.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound familiar.
You don't know Celine Dion?
Oh, Jesus. Good one,
yeah,
Jim. Hey, you got me, Jim. It's too early in the morning. Too early.
Have a great day, bud. Later.
Later.
Bye.
Dang, Monday morning. Me, come on now.
I don't know. What's in the coffee? Line 4. Boot check. Who's this?
How you doing, Big Jim? This is Jim from Kego.
Hey, buddy.
I'm on the internet on eBay looking for cars. Actually, you hooked me up with Lori at Bill Brown's. I got my EV order for her, new Maverick truck.
Yeah.
But
awesome.
I think that 73 Bronco would be good.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm on the internet working from home. My brother's down in Florida. He's at Meekum Auctions. We're car buys. We do flips. So we both got the new EVs ordered from Bill Brown's, but I think that would be a good car to restore is that 73 Bronco. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, the voting ends Wednesday morning, so
old cars.
Hey, good luck. Yeah. Send us anything you find in Meacham. Let us know. Send us some pictures. Okay. All right. See you, bud.
Have a good day, bro.
You too. Bye. Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
Line three. Boot check. Who's this?
Dan Williams, all point driver.
Hey, bud. So, and where are you off to today?
Flint and then Lansing.
Fun. And with Snowmageddon Apocalypse 2022, the roads are going to be kind of weird.
Love it.
You're the guy. Who do you want to say hi to?
Everybody at All Point, my wife that works at U of M Hospital in the morgue, and my daughter.
You did it.
All right.
Have a great day, bud.
Thanks. Bye.
Later. Line one. Boot check. Who's this?
This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Got your boots on?
Sure do.
And where are you off to
Headed
today?
Out. I'm an occupational therapist doing home care all day.
Well, appreciate the work you do, A, and then B, be careful out there, okay?
I'm trying. I got my four-wheel.
There you go.
I was going to say, I didn't think you had like a Tonka truck or something. So who do you want to say hi to, Nikki?
To all the home care workers.
We appreciate you. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Bye. All right. 628. It's Big Jim's house here. We have more calls, too. We'll get to those. I promise we will. Here's your clue, though, for Reeling in the Ears coming up at 645. Stevie and Don describe what Ryan wears at home. Not for everyone. We got our first complaint text about it already.
Yeah, Matt didn't like it. He said, really? That clue put a terrible image in my brain and I can't get it out.
It'll all make sense in a minute. And yes, you're welcome. We still got people on hold for a boot check. By the way, if you're new to the show, thanks for stopping by. The start of last year, my buddy Steve said nobody gets up until 9 o'clock. I'm like, you're insane.
Yeah.
It's Detroit. We all work early, man. We love to get in. Get after it. So we came up with something we call a boot check. Keyword boot, B-O-O-T. If you want your very own boot check sticker, Andy LaFada, our buddy over at Ford, he's got a couple of them on the back of his high-low.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. They're all over the place, man. We got friends, men and women who, and by the way, boot is an expression. It's whatever you wear when you're working. Tennis shoes, Crocs, high tops, low tops, whatever.
Yes.
If it's Kat, the dominatrix that texts in. Heels. Definitely heels.
Yeah.
Big heels.
Big heels.
Lots of heels. Line two. Boot check. Hey, who's this?
Boot check. This is Hangman Jim and Ryan.
Oh, hey, dude.
Are you okay? Where have you been?
I've been over the road.
It is so good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah, man. It's been too long.
Yeah, I'm in Michigan, so I figured I'd check in.
And life's good, though? You're okay?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, who do you want to say hi to?
Not a soul, but you guys.
Well, man, it is so... You just made our day.
Yeah, so we good to hear from up. You, man.
God bless you, man. Good to hear from you, Hangman.
Hey, it's always great to hear you guys in the morning when I'm in the state.
All right. You stay in touch, bud.
I will be doing that. How you guys been doing?
Wonderful.
Good.
Doing great, man. Having fun.
Good.
All right, you be good, Hangman. We got to run.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Later. Line four. Boot check. Who's this?
This is Sean from Lincoln Park. What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy. Got your boots on? Boot check.
I do. Close call. I was sitting on hold, though. I almost got killed on the interchange at 375.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. So I'm doing my boot check now. When I get to work, I'm going to have to do a bridges check.
Hey, I love the commitment to the boot check, too. You stayed on hold while almost getting killed.
This guy decided he wants to put his 14-foot truck in a 10-foot space, in the morning, if you want to get somewhere 2 minutes faster, leave the house 2 minutes earlier.
There you go. Yep.
How dare you bring common sense into driving in Detroit? How dare you do that?
Right.
Have a good day, bud.
You got it, guys.
Later. All right, line two. Boot check. Who's this?
Becky from South Detroit.
It's our girl. How are you, Becky?
Oh, I'm good.
Did you bring your? Did you drive in and then on the motorcycle today?
God no.
That'd be a good dollar bet, though, Becky.
Yeah.
Is there anyone listening right now who rode their motorcycle to work?
No, not I don't think in so. This frigid weather. Freeze to death.
Well, Becky, it's good hearing from you. You have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
There's someone who's listening right now that drove their motorcycle to work today.
No way. No way.
Want to lose a dollar?
Yeah, I'll put one up. Right. Where's my wall? Because there's no chance. Not today.
Two for?
Not today.
Jim's house with Herb Brooks sitting in this morning. Maybe you ride your motorcycle to work every day, but not today.
Yeah, nobody did it today.
248-398-9279.
It's way too cold, and with the snow out later on in the day.
People don't... There's someone out there. Am I losing a buck on this? Am I losing a buck on this, Mongoose? He just gave me the, like, the... Answer the call. They're all ringing. Mongoose, get the phone. Line 7.
Yeah, right.
Hold on. No one? I think I'm feeling all cocky because I had a good weekend. You know what I mean? Line 2. Come on.
Nobody.
Line 3.
Nope. Nobody.
There is someone listening right now that's rode their motorcycle to work or plans on it. It's a dollar. Line 4.
Dang it. Yeah. Ain't happening.
Was that the stupidest bet I've ever made?
Yeah.
Damn it. Reeling in the ears coming up next. Here's your clue. Stevie and Don describe what Ryan wears at home.
Good clue.
Yeah. Actually, I'm... Just a second. People calling with motorcycle stories.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Robert.
Hello.
How you doing, bud?
Yes. I'm not doing too bad. Just getting off work.
So, are you calling about? Because we were joking with one of our listeners that calls up, one of our regulars, and she was saying that she rides her motorcycle most days. I think someone's riding their motorcycle today.
It's totally not out of the question because 2 days ago I seen a guy riding a motorcycle down 9 Mile Van Dyke with no helmet, no face mask, nothing.
I don't
believe it's out of the question.
Oh, it was a sunny 36 on Friday, though. That's...
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Robert. Have a good morning, bud.
Oh, yep. Thanks, bud.
You too.
Bye. Yep. Brian, you got a motorcycle story for us?
Yes, I do.
Go.
It was last Thursday. It was either Wednesday or Thursday of last week. I was riding up 23. I'm working, and he was riding up on a motorcycle with a sidecar.
What?
Yeah, he had a sidecar on a motorcycle.
Oh, love the sidecar look.
That's a magical look. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell if there was anybody sitting in the sidecar, but he was literally riding a motorcycle up 23 in the cold.
Person in the sidecar had two eyes made out of coal and a carrot nose.
Yeah. Well, nice. he probably would have been if once he got done.
Brian, have a great day.
Wow.
Thank you guys too.
Appreciate you, man. John.
Good morning, Big Jim.
And again, another motorcycle story?
Yeah, but I can make it a lot worse.
Oh, go ahead.
My wife worked for Bob Evans over at the Metro Airport.
Yeah.
And a coworker of hers, a dishwasher, used to ride his bicycle all year round.
Come on.
Well, I'm serious. The fact that it was so cold one winter, the guy died going to work.
Oh, God, John. Why are you sharing that story with us? What are you doing?
Because it's about the worst bike ride story I can come up with, whether it be a motorcycle or bicycle, that can make you lose that dollar to Ryan.
I don't... Don't tell color with death motorcycle bicycle stories, John. John, have a good day, bud. Have you had fun at the brake shop? Bye.
Yes, I will.
Bye. What? Okay. By the way, Chris Chelios used to ride his bicycle from Birmingham to Chelly's Chili in Dearborn.
Yeah, but he used to also ride a bike in the sauna, so he doesn't count.
He's my dollar back. You know what? I can't really switch music beds, so you want to just play Reeling in the Ears?
Yeah, let's do it.
Watch this. I've never tried this before. Let's see what happens when we press this button. He didn't know what to do. No, it doesn't know what to do. Hold on. The poor music bed. I got everything on one bed here. Watch this. This is live radio, folks. We can do this. Here we go.
Ready to go back in time?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shook.
Let's play Reeling in the Ears in Big Jim's house.
Are you reeling in the ears?
We got three clips from 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year. An amazing prize. Well, if you're a fan of Iron Maiden, you want this. Listen closely.
are the plaintiffs. Valerie claims she was sitting on the front steps of her condo with her cat, Scampi, and a friend.
Catherine Hepburn.
My, oh my, you have on a tie.
Yes, I know. I put it there.
Henry Fonda. Jane Fonda. On Golden Pond.
Your own poop? I've been to where they filmed that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I was in the station in Connecticut, my buddy lived outside of Boston, and his parents lived on that pond.
Really?
Yeah.
That
was
cool.
Crazy. Isn't that cool?
Nice.
Oh, yeah. What are you paying for, Ryan?
We got the tickets to see Bruce Dickinson speaking tour at the Fillmore. It's happening this Sunday, the 30th.
This is Bruce Dickinson, lead singer of Iron Maiden. When we say speaking tour, he's going to talk and tell these amazing stories. He does break into song occasionally, but
right. There's
nothing scripted. This is a chance for you to hang out Sunday night at the Fillmore with Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. And then the second half is all Q&A.
Some good stories.
Again, I've said there's so many artists that I want them to do this.
Right.
It just makes sense. But, folks, this is one of those shows. If you're a fan of Maiden or someone in your life.
Let's play Reelin' in the Years in Big Jim's house.
Are you reeling in the years?
Here we go. Great prize this week, too. Bruce Dickinson's speaking tour. That Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden at the Fillmore this Sunday. It's a chance to hang out with Bruce Dickinson.
Right.
Hear great stories and then eventually have a Q&A with him. I keep saying it. If someone in your life or you are an Iron Maiden fan, you gotta go.
Yeah, this is going to be a cool show.
You got to go. And it's getting crazy reviews all around the country. All right, listen closely. Here's your clues.
Feel like this feeling when you walk into my hell, that you won't be walking out the door.
These are the plaintiffs. Valerie claims she was sitting on the front steps of her condo with her cat, Scampi, and a friend.
Catherine Hepburn.
My, oh my, you have on a tie.
Yes, I know. I put it there.
Henry Fonda. Jane Fonda. On Golden Pond.
Chris, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, man. What year are we looking for?
1981.
Oh, boy. Yes. Here we go. We got Leather and Lace from Stevie Nicks and Don Henley. People's Court debuts, and then On Golden Pond with Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn. Great job, dude.
Thank you.
Bruce Dickinson speaking tour at the Fillmore this Sunday. Yeah, tickets still available, man. This is going to be quite the show. You're going.
Cool. That's awesome.
What are you up to today?
I'm at work. These guys work just now.
And where do you work?
CMAC and Brownstown. I'm a truck driver.
There you go, man. Well, be careful on the roads today, man. We appreciate you being out there.
Thank you.
We'll run it back tomorrow. Right around 6:45 is when we will play. 6:56 right now. A couple quick notes for you. I know a lot of people just get into work. 10 a.m. Major concert announcement.
Yes.
And yes, we will have tickets for it. And yes, this is one of those days you need to make sure you're a member of the workforce.
Right.
Work?
Yeah, keyword work.
Yeah, because sometimes
sign up.
You get shot at things that people don't get on the air because they do that different for workforce members, just saying keyword work. 10 a.m. All right, 6:57. Now I'm talking like Herb Brooks since you did that thing. 10 a.m. Concert announcement. Not today. No, actually, it is today. I can't use that quote now. Okay, yeah. We're going to make that announcement later. Morning. Give you a heads up. I would highly encourage you to join us at 10. And I also highly encourage you to become a member of the workforce because you get in the loop.
Yep.
Keyword is
work.
Just text us work, WORK, 248-398-9279. You're going to love this concert announcement. We're pumped for this. Okay. I feel like, am I wrong? Or maybe it's because I have kids. Wow, I'm trying to justify the hell out of this. Okay. Winter weather advisory now until 7 p.m. Snow's moving in 2 to 4 inches total. So I mentioned to Ryan, I said, wow, I wonder how many kids are putting spoons under their pillows to get a snow day. And you looked at me like I was speaking Latin. Well, you seriously never did that.
No. Well, you started talking about your kids stealing spoons from. I'm like, why the hell are they stealing spoons from me? What's that
please
for?
I already got shot down on the whole motorcycle thing earlier. Please tell me I'm not the only one here in Detroit that their kids do that. Or maybe you did it. 248-398-9279. What'd your kids do to get a snow day? The other thing was put their pajamas on inside out.
Really?
You seriously think I'm not?
I've never heard of...
I don't sound like a total idiot on the air. Maybe my kids are just really weird.
I'm sure. I know there's things like the rain, go away song and stuff, but for snow days, I've never...
Oh, yeah. There's things you do to try to get a snow day. There was something with the toilet, too, and I don't remember. And I'm not joking.
Yeah.
There was something that the kids did with the toilet. Don't Google it. Spoons, right? 248-398-9279.
Yeah.
You never wished for a snow day when you were a kid?
I mean, I'm sure we went like, man, I hope we don't have snow today.
Oh, dude, I just remember we'd look in the drawer and almost all the spoons were gone.
I feel like they changed it, too, because they got smarter because kids were going out at night and doing stuff. I feel like every snow day I've heard of now is the morning of. We used to get school called at like 6 o'clock at night the night before.
Well, there's like, what's the one school and district? Is it Gross Point? They will never call it.
Right, yeah.
Is that right? Is that the ones? They're like, no.
No.
Nope. But there's 8 feet of snow. I don't care.
Well, I'm going too deep with this because I'm getting confused. Are there snow days now?
Yes. Someone texted in. Don't forget. Oh, this is the one. Ice cubes. That's right.
Ice cubes down the toilet
to get a snow day. Yep. Hi, Lily. Thanks for holding. Welcome into Big Jim's house.
Hi.
So snow day, what are you calling about?
So what we did was we put our pajamas inside out, like you said, but we also put like white items on our windsills too. So like toothpaste or like crayons and things like that.
Where do you, on the windowsill?
Yeah.
Like your offerings to the...
Oh, great snow gods, come to us. I've never heard that, Lily. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you both so much.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Brenda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Snow day traditions, you got one for us?
Oh, so the girls always stuck the spoon under the pillow.
Yep.
PJs inside out.
Yep.
And ice cubes down the toilet.
That's the three.
Okay.
That's real. It's the holy trinity of snow day traditions. I'm telling you, Ryan, it's a thing. Yes. Okay, thank you, Brenda.
Yes, have a good day.
You too. There's a winter warning till 7 p.m. tonight, 2 to 4 inches of snow. What?
I was waiting for the one angry text of the morning, though.
What's that?
When I went to school, we didn't have snow days. We went to school.
No, buddy, you had snow days. You know, when you think about it, though, before smartphones, what you did was, in the morning, you got up and watch the ticker on the bottom
of the screen. TV, yeah.
Or you're waiting for the local radio station to read the list of all the school closings. That was always compelling radio when we did that one. And now we're going to take 6 minutes. Avondale, closed. Open for business. We always had the half-day school
people. Oh, yeah.
Quit it. All right, so there you go.
Okay, it's a thing.
So now, well, you're going to be a dad in May? Your kid's going to be stealing spoons and putting ice cubes down the toilet? Absolutely. It's a thing. PJ's inside out.
Yeah.
Snow day. I never heard the thing about putting in 2 to 4 inches of snow. The 248 text. It took off around 6:30 from Sterling Heights, and there were already flurries. But I live up near Flint, and as I'm traveling north, the roads are getting a lot worse just north of Clarkston. The road is covered and slippery. Be careful out there. Absolutely. So... But snow day, the tradition, and 248-398-9279. Spoons underneath the pillow, PJs inside out, and ice cubes in the toilet. I don't know where this started. If you want to look it up, see if you can find where this started, but it was a thing. It was just a pain in the butt because we'd lose half, I had two boys, we'd lose half the spoons in the house.
Just stealing them all.
They're gone. And they're like, I just won. And they take them all. Ryan and Adam are like, you never know. And the ice cubes down the toilet.
Dan, how many ice cubes do you know? Do you know how many you have to throw down the toilet? Is it one or is it 20?
I don't know. I'm assuming that the kids are going to try to do this tonight because the snow's coming in now for tomorrow, right?
Right.
Hold on, there's Chris. Hey, Chris, thanks for holding, man.
Yeah, no problem.
So, snow day traditions.
Okay, I went to Gross Point South, as you mentioned on the radio, and they did stay open no matter how deep the snow was because they even shoveled the sidewalk.
That's the one that we were talking about. So it was Gross Point South. Yeah, the Gross Point School District, have they ever closed?
As far as I can remember, maybe once.
to twice, maybe. I can't remember.
I was
closed.
I was always told that snow days, in part, at least in Waterford, they drive the outer rim of the longest route that the bus has to do.
Right.
And if they can't do it in a certain time, that's a big factor. And then they'll shut the school down. Have you ever heard that?
No, not really.
Seriously. Someone told me that. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard it from a couple different people. But so Grosse Pointe.
Makes sense.
So that's the one. They will not close.
That's the one.
All right, man. We'll be safe out there.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, didn't they close a couple of years ago, and it was like the first time? You and I were just talking about it. I think it was like an ice storm a couple of years ago.
It was like big news that they closed.
It was. They're determined to get that in there. Did you find out how many ice cubes you're supposed to put in the toilet?
No, I don't see anything like that, but gosh, this is, I don't understand it. It's all over the place.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying in the South, I guess, putting crayons and stuff on the ledge is a thing. This is putting them in the freezer in the South. They do it that way. Oh. Put crayons and ice cubes and all that in the freezer.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. It's...
That's where ice cubes are supposed to go.
We like to get milk from a cow for snow days. We're kind of crazy down south. Somebody texted us and my wife works for Waterford Schools. They put their PJs on backwards. That's right, to get a snow day as well. You can do inside out or backwards. We don't know which one is better.
You just do both.
I like to put salt in a shaker to get a snow day. You do crazy stuff. I like to put burgers on a bun. Really? That's the thing. Okay. Well, no snow days yet. Nothing. Nothing.
I mean, it's clear. You go to the principal's house and you get a bunch of snow and put it in front of the windows and the door so that when he opens up the door, he's like, wow, gosh, we got a lot of snow yesterday. Snow day.
What Disney movie is this?
I can't remember the name, but it's from
a Disney movie.
They get their own snow machine and they can create snow in California.
There's no middle ground. You're either going to be in Jim's house, 719. Winter weather advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. Looking at 2 to 4 inches of snow. Just giving you a heads up.
They said snow.
Oh, God.
I got to get the front of it. Like that. I gotta get the front of it. Oh my god.
Calm down. It's okay. Roads are kind of slippery though. We've heard some folks. Be careful out there.
Yeah.
Actually, be more careful than Ryan's friend. So you went out and played some ice hockey on, where were you at?
Yeah, Saturday. We're out on Loon Lake in Wixom.
Oh, nice.
Playing at our buddy's dad's house. Skating out there. Yeah, I had about 20 guys.
And so Ryan's telling me the story in the studio. We're sitting here just sipping on our coffee, talking about our weekend. And then suddenly, while you're skating on the ice, what is your friend doing?
Around the ice, making as many holes as possible to ice fish in. My buddy Tony went and got all done up at the fishing show a couple weekends ago.
Yep.
And I feel like he bought everything they have in the place.
Yep.
And now he's a big, big ice fisherman. So he brought out his equipment and just started drilling holes all over the place.
Don't put holes in the ice where the people are skating.
And he got a new cool electric auger.
Okay.
So half of us are running up to it. Dude, let me try that thing and just drilling holes right where we're standing.
So wait a minute. So you were drilling holes as well?
Yeah, we were all got into it.
Stand by.
Damn it, dumb. You're a damn genius.
Yeah. What are you doing?
It's like, this thing's cool, man. Zoom, zoom.
You're standing there and you're punching. How many holes are in the ice?
There was probably 30 holes by the end of the day, just random.
You're a damn genius.
Oh, my God.
Ryan! It's not bad to do it, like, right in the middle of the rink. Because then you flood the rink. That's what you want. Get a nice...
30 of them.
Yeah, but no, they're all over. And we didn't catch a thing. He had tip-ups all over the place.
Because the fish were on the other side of the lake going, look at those morons. I'm not going over there. I'm not getting caught by those idiots.
Oh, it was good stuff.
Damn it, Tom. You're a damn genius.
What are you doing? Have you ever fallen in?
In the ice?
Yeah.
When I was little, I did.
Whoa.
In our backyard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was like a creek. It wasn't a lake.
Okay. Tony, come on, man.
That's all right.
Don't do that.
It was really deep, so we were okay. We felt fine about it.
Stone Soup Anxiety this weekend. It's the 24th.
We're getting there,
Yes. We got to get going on this. Somebody called on... What happened was somebody called on Friday and said, well, the car's already done, so it's not that hard. I'm like, no, it's not. We don't know. We don't know which one it is. It is not done.
Right. There's a lot to do.
We haven't even started yet. First of all, we got to pick a car. That's where you guys come in. We want to hear from you. Text us. The keyword is soup. S-O-U-P. Some of the leaders, and we don't want to taint the pool by telling you who's in the lead right now. Just vote for the one you want. But I know the top three pretty much have been the Blazer, the
Ventura.
Yeah, the Super Duty one.
Yes, and the 73 Bronco.
Yes.
Those are the top three.
Okay. So, 248-398-9279, keyword soup, S-O-U-P. We'll send you the link. And then we'll announce the car Wednesday at the end of the show. That fair gives everybody plenty of time, right?
Yeah.
And we'll get going on this. But, yeah, I started talking to Doug, our project manager, and we got to go. If we get the car this week, whatever it is, we only have a month to work on it before Autorama. Because that's the first week of March. And here's the thing. You can't really have a month because it takes you a couple days to get the car ready to move down to Huntington, Cobo, whatever it is now.
Right.
Right? And then you got to move that in. You got to get it ready to put on a trailer to take it down there. So you lose a week there. And then it's there for the weekend. That'll be the first chance to buy tickets for Vets Returning Home, by the way. That's going to be the charity this year. So then all of a sudden it's the middle of March. And then you got to work on the car, and August isn't that far away, and we got to have something to drive on Woodward. That's my boy! I did. I started freaking out, going, well, you're not going to get this done. Mm-hmm. If you want to get involved, we love you. StoneSoup@WCSX.com. And yes, this is the Stone Soup project that started, I was trying to figure it out. I think it was 2002, was the very first one.
Wow.
Yeah. Because this is our 35th anniversary here as a station. And this is my 20th year here. So, yeah, it would be 2002. It was a Mustang.
That's crazy.
You know, wow.
2002.
Yeah. And, with JJ and Lynn. And we started just as a joke. Came up with the idea based on Home Improvement. Tim driving the car out of the garage.
Right.
And we tried to figure out a name for it on the air. And we had a listener call. And then she actually dropped. I wish I could find that. I'll have to go find that page. She dropped off a book way back when about the story of Stone Soup, everybody pitching in, and then eventually they made something.
Right.
And then within a day, we had, like, Tony Riccaro calling. We had guys from Roush. All these people wanted to get involved. So we were just trying to build a car, a junker, kind of a little hoopty car or whatever you want to call
it.
Just for fun. We're going to do something stupid on Woodward. And it wound up being a thing. So... yep, we're back with the Stone Soup project. Felt like a good year to get going again. So if you want to help, StoneSoup@WCSX.com. If you have any medicine that I can take to calm down, that'd be great. I did, dude. I freaked.
It's all right. It's going to be okay.
Okay. We got to pick a car first, though.
You'll be okay.
Yeah?
Keyword soup to vote.
I can't wait to see you in June with this car. In the middle of having a new baby and trying to build a car for charity from the ground up, you're going to be a train wreck, dude. Trust me, man.
Oh, yeah. Yes, this whole summer, I don't even know where it's I don't know.
What are you going to be doing?
I mean, I know what I'm going to be doing, but...
you're going to be driving around getting parts for a car and diapers. We will have tickets for the show. We'll make the announcement with Donnie. Again, I would highly encourage you, if you're not a member of the CSX workforce, do it today. Keyword is...
keyword's work.
Work. W-O-R-K. All right. This is not real. Is this real?
No.
The Midland thing?
Yes.
Well, we know it's not real.
No, but a lot of people thought it was for
a few days. The school board meeting is real.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Everything you're going to hear and see on the post is completely real.
What's the keyword?
The keyword is fur. F-U-R.
I honestly, when you told me, I came walking in this morning, we were looking at it, and I'm like, this can't be real. This is how far this went. Midland, Michigan won't be placing cat litter boxes in school bathrooms for students who are identifying as cats. Monzu just made the face in the other room. This was national news this weekend. All weekend, there were people who believed this was real. That furries, people who dress up as cats, had their own litter box at the high school in Midland. So Lisa Hansen went to the school board meeting and addressed it. Here's some audio. Now, again, if you want to watch this, I would encourage you, if you're already stressed out this morning by snow or whatever, don't. Because I wanted to throw something in the office. Come on!
Oh, man.
Here's part of this, ma'am.
So let's talk about furries. It was addressed by a child a couple months ago, that they are put in an environment where there are kids that are that identify as a furry, a cat or a dog, whatever. And so yesterday I heard that at least one of our schools in our town has a in one of the unisex bathrooms a litter box for the kids that identify as cats. I am really disturbed by that. And I will do some more investigation on that. I know it's going on nationwide. I know it is. It's part of the agenda that's being pushed. I don't even want to understand it. But I think that people need to be aware of it, because I am really upset as a parent that my child is put in an environment like that. You know, I'm all for creativity and imagination, but when someone lives in a fantasy world and expects other people to go along with it, I have a problem with that.
Okay, the superintendent addresses said it is unconscionable that this afternoon I'm sending this communication. There is no truth whatsoever to this false statement accusation. There have never been litter boxes within MPS schools.
This mom, come on, get him. Come on.
248-398-9279. The keyword is
fur.
You think we're joking.
You're smarter than that.
No, they're not. And I like that she brought up it's going on all over the country.
Yeah, I know it is.
Is it?
I know it is.
Where? You would think it would go on at the Cadillac school districts. I mean, I don't. So weird.
Poor lady.
I remember seeing a picture of it. My wife was like, Kathy over the weekend goes, this isn't real. I'm like, no, it's not real. They're not putting litter boxes in schools here in Michigan.
All I know is Midland. She said she was going to continue investigating this.
Right.
Don't go down that road. Don't start Googling about this. These
communities.
Yeah.
Do furries really use litter boxes?
Oh, yeah. There's people who do that. And then check out furry parties. Google that.
I'm good.
When you get home later today.
I'm good. I'm good right here. I'm good. See the old male female thing right there. I'm good. Yeah. Nope. Don't need to dress up as a cat.
Oh, man.
Okay. So schools again in Midland, Michigan are not installing cat litter boxes for students.
Oh, thank gosh.
At least not yet. When that change.org post goes up for me, we're going to flip the script on this one. Kid cat.
Oh, man.
No one's written a good headline for this either. Lazy. 248-398-9279. What's the headline for the Midland, Michigan story about the litter boxes for students?
Oh, man.
Catman don't. See, that's lazy. 248-398-9279. Well, we'll work on that one.
There's a strange meow in Midland.
Over the weekend, someone started spreading a story that in Midland, they would be placing cat litter boxes in school bathrooms for students who identify as cats. You'll see the school board video. They had to have a school board meeting to tell these people it's not real.
Right. Well, yeah, one concerned parent, you know,
Lisa
brought it up.
Yeah, Lisa Hansen. She was very upset.
So let's talk about furries. It was addressed by a child a couple months ago, that they are put in an environment where there are kids that are that identify as a furry, a cat or a dog, whatever. And so yesterday I heard that at least one of our schools in our town has a in one of the unisex bathrooms a litter box for the kids that identify as cats. I am really disturbed by that.
Yeah, we all are. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it's not real. The superintendent to come out and go like, this is ridiculous that I have to send this out. We do not have litter boxes for kids who identify as cats. All right? Keyword fur, though, if you want to see it.
Well, plus, what about the ones who see themselves as dogs or that's unicorns?
Not that's not fair.
That's what I'm saying.
You've got a point.
There's them out there that think they're mythological animals.
Right.
You got to take care of them.
Right. Midland. Trish actually takes in a very important question. Who cleans out those litter boxes?
Oh, poor guy.
You're the janitor? You're like, no.
Nope, didn't sign up for this.
We were trying to write headlines for it. Someone texted in, it's raining cats and dogs in Midland. There you go. Please don't litter. Now, to be fair to the folks in Midland, I know that they got kind of whatever, whoever created this and started this rumor, and it just took off.
Yeah.
To the point where they had to have a school board meeting. The superintendent had an issue of communication to everyone in the district going, we do not have cat litter boxes in the bathroom for the students. Midland, however, did not admit that they do have a class set up specifically for students who identify as cats.
Really?
They do. It's called Kitty Garden.
Oh, man.
Yep. Drove all the way to Midland for that stupid joke.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I don't care. Do you care?
What if there's a litter box?
No, if there's
no. I don't care. I think it's
identifying as cats.
I think it's strange. Furries are strange. Well, that world's strange. Don't come after me, please.
No, I'm just saying. Well, how do you? Well, if you're a teacher and you have like cats, people who identify as cats in your classroom, you want to get their attention. You just go. Pff, 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 pff. The cats is what you do.
Okay.
It's only noise you're getting. What do you hold up a string or something? Oh, I know what you do with those laser light pointers. You just shine it on the board, Neural.
That's how you get them quicker to class.
Right, yeah. They come run down the hallway like that. See, there's ways you can manage this. Okay. Problem is, you got to keep an eye on those. Oh, I'm sorry. A tabby.
Oh, man.
Keyword fur. You sure you guys want to have a kid and put him in the schools now?
I don't, yeah.
Are you thinking about this now? Midland's open. Why not? You don't want to have them dress up?
I also want to know, how many furries are there at Midland schools that this has become a thing?
Absolutely.
Furry capital of the world, man.
Oh, don't start that. We'll have to have another. CSX, Big Jim's House, 804. Winter weather advisory till 7 o'clock.
Tell. Oh, yeah, it's starting to.
Can't tell.
See it a little bit.
2 to 4 inches of snow. Careful out there. Get your bread and milk. We're not going to talk about the Midland thing all morning, I promise. But it is a funny story. The fact that people jumped on it and thought it was real.
I mean, just, yeah, the fact that mom got so fired up over it.
There was a report that schools in Midland would be placing cat litter boxes in school bathrooms for students who are identifying as cats. Not true. But one of the moms, and you'll see it in the video, the keyword is...
The keyword's fur.
She got up and addressed the school board, had like an emergency meeting to complain about it.
Yes.
The superintendent had to issue a statement going, not true, we do not have that.
Yeah, she was going to take this problem on head on.
Well, I don't blame her, though, because Midland has a strange history when it comes to this.
Really?
Well, we're kind of fortunate now because we can actually, you know, the cameras the police officers wear now.
Yeah.
This is a traffic stop in Midland.
Sorry about that.
All right, meow. And over your license and registration. Your registration. Hurry up, meow.
Sorry.
There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Blew it.
Ladies, you can get involved in this as well, and maybe it was you were on the receiving end of just one train wreck of a Valentine's Day. The winner is going to get dinner for two at the Whitney on Valentine's Day night. This is a four-course meal that is specially prepared just for Valentine's Day. You've been to the Whitney.
I was going
to
say, last year, me and my wife Heidi went for it. And, oh, boy. If they have the lobster bisque on the menu for this year's, get it.
You know, we got 3 weeks left, so you can't talk about that every day. You wouldn't shut up for a month about it. No, it's that good. The Whitney is arguably the most romantic place in Detroit.
It's so cool.
This is next level, and you... Well, you don't deserve it, but everyone deserves a second chance, to quote 38 Special. So 248-398-9279, text us. The keyword is...
Keyword's chance.
Yes. Your second chance. You ever drop the ball on Valentine's Day?
No. I don't know if I've ever really done a real Valentine's Day.
Does Heidi not... Is Heidi give you the, my wife's, Kathy gives me that line every once in a while. She goes, I'm not really that big into Valentine's Day anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, she does that, and I know that's like a trap or setup.
That's all I hear is the guy from Star Wars going, it's a trap.
I did in high school send a girl home that I was dating because I was annoyed that my mom let her in while I wasn't home. She was in my room when I got home. I didn't like that.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah, she decorated my whole room with stuff, balloons and everything.
How dare her be romantic and thoughtful?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Mongoose, you're going to step up for Alex on Valentine's Day?
Let's see.
He's cool. Other side of the
pillow. It's the day after the Super Bowl.
No, please bring that up. Yeah. Again, out of all the things I've learned over the time working with you, Ryan, I'm still stunned that you guys made a baby. And that is stunning to me.
I just feel like I say one thing too much. Yeah, this is
not good.
An odd one.
We'll get to that. Well, that's why it's appropriate for the CSX files. Also, coming up this hour, Michael Forsythe joins us. Who's Michael Forsythe? He's our buddy from Detroit City Distillery. It has become a thing. Punchki Day vodka.
Yeah.
This is real. They get their punchkis from New Palace. And last year, there was a line down the street at the distillery. We will give you all the details on when you can get your hands on Punchki Day vodka. I got buddies live in Atlanta asking me about it.
It goes quick, too. So
could you give me a bottle? Like, why are you whispering? Anyway, so we'll do that. Also, major concert announcement coming up 10 a.m. We will have tickets for that show. And I can't say it enough. I would highly encourage you to become a workforce member if you're not already. And sometimes you get shots of tickets. You get information before other people. You're in the loop. The key word there is work. But make sure you check your email. You saw that I was telling you about this story. Someone here in Michigan, $3 million lottery winnings. They didn't know they had it because the email from the lottery people was in their spam folder.
Oh.
So their computer was working too well. They didn't realize it, and then they finally went and checked. And you imagine clicking that? Extended auto warranty, extended auto warranty, extended auto warranty, extended auto warranty. You've won $3 million.
Yeah.
They almost deleted almost a $3 million email.
Uh-huh.
They did move that now. They responded to make sure it was legit. And then once they realized it was, they put them into the approved folder. So that won't happen anymore.
Yeah, I think they...
It's time to open the CSX Files.
By the way, if you want to subscribe to the CSX Files, it means for me not to say. It's the snow. It got on my tongue. Text us keyword file.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that'll take you to the past episodes.
Yep. You can subscribe, and then you'll hear things without me tripping around Tom. Okay, first story. Boston Globe says Bridgewater, Massachusetts police recently received a 911 call from a scared homeowner. Ah! They say it had something or someone in one of their closets.
Oh, no.
Officers quickly arrived at the home and found a flying squirrel hiding in the dark. They detained the squirrel and then released him outside.
A flying squirrel.
Hey, Rocky, where'd you go?
Again?
It's not the squirrel. You ever seen a flying squirrel?
No.
When I was a kid, we went on vacation to a place called Lake Arrowhead, California. And we're up there, and my dad, a friend of his, had got us a rental property. It was one of those big wood A-frame houses like are up north.
Yeah.
A beautiful place, man. I'm like six, maybe seven. I get up in the morning, there's the trees, and it's beautiful, and I see a squirrel on this tree, and I look over, and me being, you know, little kid, I took my breakfast cereal, my Cheerios, and I put them on the balcony of this A-frame, waiting for the critters to come down.
Right.
Well, the thing jumps off, it's a flying squirrel, it jumps off the tree and glides down. I screamed demon and ran back into the house. That's 100% true.
It's a devil!
I didn't know that flying squirrels were a thing.
Have you ever watched training videos? People raise these and train them.
Flying squirrels?
Yeah, there's flying squirrel trainers.
Do you know where you can watch flying squirrel videos?
Where?
Netflix.
Woo! Good one.
Thank you.
Good one.
But I love the officers detained the squirrel. What? Did they tie it up? I mean, what did they? Did they give it a perp walk out of the house?
Yeah, I didn't know they made handcuffs that little. That's cool.
In Midland, Michigan, they got everything. Come back to it earlier.
Oh, jeez, right. Yeah.
Sorry, we're joking. To our friends in Midland, we're joking.
Yes.
That's an earlier story. All right, second story, just as creepy.
Yeah, this one, I don't get it. So, police in Maryland responded to a guy's house, and they found out that he was dead inside, okay? His neighbors called. They didn't
not
seem...
emotionally dead inside. He was
actually,
dead.
Yes, okay, actually he's dead.
I just want to know if his maybe dead just like,
I don't care anymore.
Yeah, so his neighbors didn't see him for a few days, so they called and got him checked up on. So he's laying in his house dead, but there was 150 snakes all around him in his living room where he was laying.
Okay.
And they wrangled him up, found out that a couple of them were venomous. So they're still investigating, but... those snakes killed this guy, right? His own snakes?
I would assume so.
That's... what?
Yeah. Yes. Huh. They just... yes, the snakes killed him.
Jeez.
Samuel L. Jackson was right, man. You don't want them snakes on anywhere on a plane.
These State Farm commercials are getting out of control.
Hold on, I'll give you one for that.
We love our house. There's some snakes in the attic.
There were two snakes on a car out in front, too.
Really?
Yeah, I saw those out there. Windshield vipers. Very, very common snake.
Aww.
Yeah, absolutely.
Poor guy.
I know. Last story. I don't know if I want to follow the snake story. We're going to. A woman in India is going viral because she's knitted a scarf. So what? She's got a hot pot in front of her. It's bubbling. She's knitting a scarf out of ramen noodles. She does. The video's awesome. I'll put it up. It's amazing. She does.
Aren't ramen noodles already knitted before you break them all apart?
So maybe she's just pretending. I just wanted to see if it was possible. And the sad thing is, it looks good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think that's what they mean by scarfing down your lunch. Are we done?
Yeah, I think so. Are they chicken-flavored ones, though?
Well, things Seth Rogen says for a... it's Punchki Day vodka. Oh, this is real, dude. They sold 4,200 bottles online in 22 minutes last year.
Not bad.
Mongoose is in the other room looking at us going, what? Yes, this is a big deal. We will give you the details on how you can get it. We have the information. We'll talk with our buddy Michael Forsyth from Detroit City Distillery. Less than 10 minutes. Hang with us. Seriously, this is like a national thing.
Yeah.
I've been working on drinks for it anyway. So there's a dietitian in New York, since we're going to talk about this vodka, Punchki Day vodka, has discovered a hangover cure that they claim is 100% effective.
Ooh.
I don't know if there's such a thing. 248-398-9279. I was trying to find out. I Googled this before I brought the story up, and I couldn't find any. There used to be a thing where there were companies that would go around, obviously before COVID, and give you IVs.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is that like so they would come to your house
like
and
banana
give you an
bag. You know what? On the way home, it was the first time I saw one in Michigan. I got excited about it. But, yeah, it's like home IVs. They're in a van. They pull up to your house, come into your house, hook you all up.
Really? Okay. 248-398-9279. What's your hangover cure? So here you go. It's a combination of water, lemon juice, turmeric, did I say that right? And ginger. She calls it recovery lemonade. And people are saying it works. Water, lemon juice, turmeric, and ginger. Sounds like a lemonade.
I was going to say, I'm thinking the ginger and lemon...
I was always
juice
told
Pedialyte.
Yeah, I guess. You ever try Pedialyte?
I used to drink that a little bit. No, I drink these liquid IV things now.
Do they help?
Oh, yeah. I drink one before I go to bed and a couple times during drinking and then right in the morning and I'm golden.
Really? What was the thing I was always told, like, is it Tylenol or Advil or Aleve? One of those. Take those before you go to sleep if you've had some beverages.
Well, I will do that, too. I always take two Advil liquid gels. Can only be liquid gels, though.
You're very specific about that.
Yeah.
Listen, it's got to be that
liquid
one.
Gels are on a different level, man.
Water, lemon juice, turmeric, and ginger. Okay. What about Marianne? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Bone said V8.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Advil. Mongoose saying Advil. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are there, well, I mean, I know there are hangover cures and stuff. You know, hair of the dog, you always hear about that. Go sweat it out.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big one.
They had a sauna on the submarine base, and we used to go there.
Yep.
And then the whole sauna just smelled like booze.
Yeah, but you felt great when you walked out of it, right?
And one guy would have, he had a metal tin, and he would take like eucalyptus leaves and put water in it and throw them in there.
Oh,
put them right by one of the steam things.
Yep.
It's like being inside a cough drop, dude.
It's the best.
Oh.
Opens you up.
I know.
Flushes you out.
I think I'd rather do this thing, though. Drink lemonade. Steven, what's up, buddy? You got one for us?
I do got one, Big Jim. I got a good one for you, and I think Ryan's going to really like it.
Okay.
Okay, so you take a CBD tincture, and then you smoke a joint. Within an hour, no headache, no stomach ache. If you don't want to smoke, you can take a little edible. Like, as long as there's CBD and THC, you will not have a hangover.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you, Brian.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Steven.
Thanks, man.
No problem, man. Anytime. Hey, if you need anything, hit me up. I got you.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Thank you. Have a good morning, bud.
You too. Have a good one, guys.
All right, man. Bye.
Well, oh, yeah. Got it. I was halfway through his number. I'm trying.
Don't you already have everyone's number in Michigan for that anyway? There are people calling you.
Oh, man.
All right. Cheech and Bong will be right back after that. No. No. Hangover cures, though, man. When you find one that works, run with it.
What about wet socks and going to bed? I've heard people do that.
Putting Vaseline in there and putting wet socks on.
Yeah.
Oh, I just think that's somebody messing with it because you're drunk and I want to see if you'll do it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. No, that can't be real.
I've heard of people doing it.
What?
Yeah.
Come on. You put wet socks on your feet and then go to bed.
That's what I've heard.
That's a bartender who was bored. He made that one up. Come on. There is no way
you
that's
know what
real.
You should do, man? Yeah. Go home.
Yeah. Tip the bartender $100, put some wet socks on and go to bed. You'll be fine. Trust me. That can't be real.
I don't know. That or put your head in the freezer. I've done that before. Open up my freezer and just put myself in it and tried to.
Work for Walt Disney. 7 WCSX, Big Jim's house. 8:46. Major concert announcement coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. We are just chock full of major announcements this morning. Major Michael Forsyth on the phone. It's just Michael. Mike, how are you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having us.
This is one of the co-owners of Detroit City Distillery. Now, before we get into our Punchki Day vodka, we have the keyword up?
Yes, keyword's vodka.
Okay. Last year, how many bottles did you guys sell of this, Mike?
So we sold it online because the pandemic,
right?
And so you buy it online, you pick it up curbside. We sold 4,200 bottles in 22 minutes. And then, you know, we sent a bunch also to liquor stores, and like people were calling their local party store purveyor and be like, when's your delivery day? And so the second it hit the shelf, it'd be gone. So it's Prunski Mania. It's wild. You know, we love the Polish community. You combine vodka, you combine Prunski, two things they're very, you know, passionate about. You put them in one thing and everybody goes wild.
So we got the announcement today. Michael Forsyth again with us, the co-owner of Detroit City Distillery. We have the announcement. We have the on sale date now, and that would be?
That is February 11th, Friday, February 11th at 8 a.m., DetroitCityDistillery.com.
But we have a keyword vodka. If you're driving in the car or something right now, you want the link, that'll take them there. Is that right, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You'll get to read all the info, see when the date is, and then get to the shop.
So people are listening right now going, okay, Punchki vodka, it's a joke, right? And they're like, no, explain that you guys really use Punchkis for this.
Yeah. So every day for the past 2 weeks, I've been driving to New Palace Bakery, legendary bakery in Hamtramck, to get glazed, it's got to be glazed, not powdered sugar, glazed raspberry donuts, Punchki, right? So that's what a Punchki is. It's a, you know, jelly-filled donut. So we get the 18 dozen at a time. And then we bring them back to the factory, and we throw them in a still full of Polish and Michigan potato vodka, and we let them soak overnight. And it turns this beautiful, like, pink rosé color, and then we fire it up, and the distill extracts the flavor of the Punchki, and the end result tastes like a Punchki.
So
it's pretty wild.
How many Punchkis total do you think you're going to get from New Palace to do this?
So the current count is 2,376 Punschke distilled as of this interview. We are going to crest 3,000 this week. And I wanted to put it out here because we're still making it this week. You guys should come down to the factory and throw some Punschke in the still. And, you know, rip a couple of shots of Punschke vodka and see if this is the real deal.
Now, we're doing that. Well, we'll do that for the show, Michael. We'll do that for the show.
Right.
What time do you open? Yeah. We're on till 10. You can't go down now, dude. We got an announcement at 10. You can't go in. Ryan's out the door. He just left. Bye, Ryan. Yes, we'll come down. Absolutely, we'll come down this week and check it out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, please do.
So
it's a lot of fun. It's a pretty ridiculous process, but we love doing it. And it is all hands on deck. Can you make enough? It never seems like we can, but, you know, we love the challenge. So, you know, hopefully we make enough not to sell it in 22 minutes, but you never know.
So bottles are going to be $35 again like last year?
Yeah, bottles are going to be $35. You know, we'll have some other fun stuff. We got some cocktails. We make a really awesome Polish Bloody. We do a small run of horseradish vodka with Schrodick horseradish, which is fire.
Really?
And then we got one very special surprise coming that we're staying mum on the moment. So stay tuned for that.
Okay.
A Coney Gimlet. No, I don't know.
We're not making cocktails with Coney yet.
Yeah. We've been trying to convince Michael to do this for a couple of years. Yeah. He's like, would you stop it?
Stop
the Coney stuff. Okay. You got me thinking about that now. I did come up with one drink idea I want to try with the Punschke flavored vodka.
Yes. Let it rip.
Okay. It is. And this is, I don't know if it's going to work. It may almost be too sweet. I was thinking about this. A little bit of lemonade, kind of that tart flavor to it. And not the over-sugared, like real. A little bit of Sprite.
Yeah.
The vodka. And then you put fresh basil in there.
Sounds great.
Well, that would work. Right?
Kind of a warm
basil
weather
with
thing.
The raspberry.
Kind of the sweet thing. Okay.
I think that works great. You know, like, the Punschke vodka is not overly sweet. Despite the fact that we're going to distill over 3,000 Punschke, it's not overly sweet. We don't add any sugar. It's not a flavored vodka. You know, like, everyone's like, oh, Smirnoff raspberry. There's not real raspberry in it. You know, it's all these engineered, you know, flavors in a flavor house. You know, we're distilling this for real. You know, so, you know, people who are looking for a super sweet, you know, something you taste like a Jolly Rancher in vodka form is not it. This is really Punschke. You can really taste it. You taste the doughiness of it. You taste the raspberry really comes through. It's pretty wild. We love it. It's a great thing to drink on Punschke Day.
We love you guys, man. Again, all the information is, we got the link. The keyword is
vodka.
Obviously, Detroit City Distillery, DetroitCityDistillery.com. Punschke Day Vodka, the on sale date, February 11th at 8 a.m. Michael Forsythe, the co-owner. Buddy, have a great day. Be careful on the roads, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
See you, bud.
Bye. There he goes. Okay. How about that?
He's right, though. It doesn't have that really intense, like, fake flavoring that you think you're going to wake up and your head's going to be pounding because of it.
Right.
We tried it last year, and it's great, and you can really taste the glazed part of the donut.
Isn't that crazy?
That's the important part when he said glazed, not powdered sugar, but you can taste glazed. It. It's good.
A little bit of sugar.
Good
there.
Stuff.
All right, keyword vodka once again. We got to go down there this week and do some video.
Yeah, man.
For the show.
Right.
For the station, for research purposes.
Yeah.
Manju, you may be driving the show the day after, but we'll be fine. Actually, you may actually be driving us down there.
Yep. You got to take me home, too. Manju, I love you, man.
You say that to him like 3 times a week. It's so weird. Take me home, Manju. I don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.